Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and welcome to February already. What in the world is going on? Are we in a time warp here? Because we just had an election. No, we didn't, did we?
Installation.
with our enemy occupancy to follow.
Well, Anyway, we got through November, December, and January already. It just seems like it's overnight. But we've got a wonderful crew here today to bring you the latest and the greatest with Wake Up Call. And we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello. Time to wake up.
Yeah.
Hello. I just want to mention that even though Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, the North Carolina groundhog didn't.
Yeah, well, the news out on Phil is he's only accurate about 38% of the time.
Oh, I heard it was 39%.
Was it 39%? we'll give him that other 1% there. We've got Melissa with us tonight.
Hello.
And we have Pete Benton.
Good evening.
We have Doug Gould.
Hi, hi.
And we have Hal and Rainer James.
Hey.
Hey there.
And that is our illustrious panel that is just rip-roaring ready to go because there's so much to talk about. But before we get into all the really good stuff, I want to talk about this month's meeting for CCTA. Hal James, as vice chair, you're responsible for the program. I think you've got a good one lined up for us. Let's hear about it.
Well, I think it's going to be a really, really good show. Only thing that really we're going to have to work hard to make sure that it doesn't run too long. We just have such a great program. A lot of folks will be engaged in it. Our main speaker will be Pastor Tom Kakadalis, and he is with the Family Policy Council. That used to be known as the Family Research Council, North Carolina Family Research. Well, he wants us to know and be sure to say that it's the Family Policy Council now. But what he's doing is having outreach training for churches and leaders and pastors. So I think that's going to be very interesting for us because, our missions are just so similar, and if he can teach the pastors how to do it, and we're all for that.
All right. It's a topic that I've been long interested in and have tried on several occasions to get something rolling on, and that's getting the churches involved.
I heard you say that often.
In our government process. And you know, sadly, and I left a church because of it after 17 and a half years and not being able to make any difference because they believe politics don't belong in church. And I agree with them. I said, but the church belongs in politics. Okay?
Significant God, difference.
Right. Almighty God established the governance on this earth. And he left it up to us to wisely manage it. And to select our leaders carefully, and we can't just step back and not, have to participate in the process.
Well, Tom has emailed us that one of the things he wants to talk about is that everybody needs to know the meaning of CRT, BLM, and Neo-Marxism. And he's going to talk about that at the meeting. And he wants us to learn to identify the ideas in education and the news they're contrary to our beliefs and how to confront them. He's going to teach us how to confront them.
All right. Well, Pete is real close to Tom, and you want to expand on what we can expect?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Just remember what the wise philosopher once said, that positive social change begins in the house of the Lord.
I don't remember saying that.
Blasphemy.
Tom has been working with Tony Perkins and Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who's a Craven County native from New Bern. And I've been working with them for a couple of years. And one of the things they're doing, they're saying that we really need to start in the churches, because that's where everything...
Absolutely.
Everything begins there. And the church has to take an assertive, interactive role, if you will, in leading the people back to, you know, to God's temple. And they have a particular program called the Community Impact Teams. That's one of the things we're working on. And one of the things that we do for CIT, Community Impact Teams, and Glenn and Kim Fink work on it as well, is we reach out to pastors, to lay leaders, to church leaders. And we basically come in as a resource for the pastor, and we help them organize and get the parishioners together and inspire them to exercise their constitutionally granted freedoms, which is the right to vote.
Right. But Tom Kakadelis goes on to say that he's going to bring John Woodard of the John Woodard Show. He'll be his guest. And also, Dayla, I think you pronounce that way, Dayla Fraser, who's a field representative for Turning Point USA. So we'll have a great training team there.
We will. It'll be a good thing. Bob?
What I wanted to add was, often you hear about churches are considered a, quote, safe space. They're a safe space. I get away from everything in the world. No, they're an empowering space. They're there to help you understand that you are empowered by the Lord. And don't forget that. Don't treat it like the safe space where you're hiding. You're not. You're building up power.
Well, I'd like to say something about Pete's talk about pastors getting involved in all. If you look back in history to the founding of our country, many of our founders that participated in drawing up the founding documents were clergy. And yes. If you'll just do your research on the Black Robe Regiment, you'll find out a lot about the influence and impact that the church had in the founding of our country.
Absolutely, Rick. And if I can add a point, 11 years ago, I was in Stuttgart, Germany. I was a senior war plans officer for Admiral James Stavridis. And matter of fact, my wife Cindy is a veteran as well. So we had the chance to walk the shores of Normandy together in May 2010. So it was very emotional, very inspirational. But during my time in Germany, I had the opportunity to meet some of the elder German people who had survived, fascist Nazism, over in Germany. But what was interesting, and this is, again, I'm going to illustrate a point about the importance of the church in change and social change and helping people, was, do you realize how important the churches were during World War II, and especially in the fascists and the Nazi countries, what they did in helping the Jews and helping other people escape?
Yep.
and go to, friendly countries. I mean, I talked to a lot of the Germans, and they said it was incredible the amount of work and the great risk that the church assumed in the church leaders, but they were like a major underground to help Jews and help other people escape a certain death and torture. And I found it rather fascinating. And again, I think God is calling us now. There is a spiritual renaissance in America. It's a reawakening. We realize that we've broken the covenant with God, and now is the time to turn back and reach out to God and say, deliver us from evil.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, what you just said illustrates perfectly the point that Bob made just before you.
Yeah. Well, I think this stuff gives us an idea of how difficult it's going to be to hold this meeting down to a reasonable length of time. And maybe it'll just be so fascinating that people won't be in such a hurry to get out.
But, okay, well, that's going to be on the third Tuesday of the month, which is the
16th.
Mm-hmm. 16th of February at 7 o'clock. Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern. It's our regular monthly meeting. It's free and open to the public, and you're invited to participate. We don't care what your party affiliation is, what your religious affiliation is. We don't care about any of that. We just want you to attend, give your input, ask questions. We'd love to have you.
One more little tidbit of current interest to me, anyway. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is part of a committee that oversees the IRS, and he's saying that Turning Point USA, and Hal just mentioned that we're having a young woman is going to be in attendance who represents that group, should lose its tax exempt status.
Right. I saw that.
Because he's saying that they had large gatherings that could spread COVID, and then he went on to call them super spreader event.
Yeah.
The thing that he got most upset about was held at Mar-a-Lago Club, President Trump's club in Florida. I think it is outrageous. There is so much disagreement among scientific and medical professionals about what proper procedure is, that for Congress to remove tax exempt status because they don't agree with the behavior of a group is an outrage.
Right. It's not a door they need to open because Mm-mm. it may come back to hit them in the rear end.
So I hope we'll be very welcoming to that.
Rainer knows the address of the elevator entrance. So I want everybody to know that because it is on the second floor, and don't let that scare you off.
249 Craven Street.
249 Craven mm-hmm. Street, Stanley Hall Ballroom. There is a stairway on
Pollock
Street if you choose to take the stairway.
But all right. A long, tall stairs.
With all that being said, we're going to go ahead and hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and get things started.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let's start off on the local level. Let's talk about school board. I think it's like a couple of weeks ago, the superintendent, Megan Doyle, and the new chair of the school board, Naomi Clark, is that her name?
Mm-hmm. There is a Naomi Clark.
Yeah, it's not her, though.
It's not her. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, Boomer.
Yeah.
Frances Boomer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boomer. Frances Boomer. Got together and did a video that upset a lot of the parents because they were voicing their opinion on what took place in Washington, D.C., and telling us how we needed to educate our kids about it. And a lot of parents took offense to it.
What took place in Washington, D.C. when? What specifically?
On the 6th. at the Capitol, what they're calling now an insurrection. Well, I agree with the parents that took issue with it, because it's not something that the teachers need to be interjecting their opinion in the classroom into the students. That's something that the parents at home can discuss with them. If you're going to do an unbiased report of it or something like that, that's one thing, but it wasn't unbiased. It was their opinion. So this week, at the state level, we have some issues going on, and that's a local WREL, I believe it was, did a cartoon, and it was depicting GOP as...
School board.
Well, the GOP school board members, yes.
The state school board members, yes.
Right. As as the Klan, you know, wearing a Klan hood and, you know, dressed like the Klan. And, of course, our new lieutenant governor, Mark Robinson, who is on the state school board
right.
And is a member of the GOP, he is a Republican, took offense to that.
I said, guess so.
And read him the Riot Act. And that's something that we really... don't need to have going on, but it's going to go on anyway, because there's an all-out cancel culture war against anybody that identifies with the Republican Party or with Donald Trump or anything considered to be right-wing. And we're fortunate enough to have a lieutenant governor, the first African-American, or as he would say, he doesn't like to be called an African-American. He's a black American, the first black lieutenant governor in the history of our state. So he really got upset about it and totally disagreed with what they had to say and called them out on it. Bob?
I was going to add that, you know, the supposed Klan members, including the lieutenant governor, two of them are black and one of them is a lumber Indian. Those are the ones that were accused of being racists.
Right, Lumbee Indian.
And if somebody would like to see Mark Robinson defending his position and telling it like it is, they can go to www.wearecnc, for Conservative Coalition of North Carolina, .org. They have a video of a press release he did on there. And within 10 hours, they had almost 303,000 hits on that, and it was steadily climbing the last time I looked.
And it's on YouTube and a number of other sites posted as well, so it could probably be over a million by now.
Right. None of us can express Mark as well as Mark can, so go there and look at it for yourself.
I'll be terribly disappointed if he's not the next governor.
One of the things I wanted to add, an observation here that's kind of interesting. So, you know, all the things that we've heard about, you know, the anti-Trump movement, I've noticed the liberals have started doing one thing that we as conservatives need to learn to do. And that is that we need to learn how to use adjectives properly. I have not seen one single liberal publication that didn't talk about allegations or evidence without the word baseless in front of it. Baseless allegations, baseless evidence.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think when we talk about liberals, we should talk about sycophant liberals and pedophile supporting liberals and all of the, I mean, let's use their tactic against them.
Well,
we need to start putting them in their place, because I'm tired of the lies, I'm tired of the propaganda, I'm tired of the false narrative in the accusations. It's just not true.
Well, you bring out a good point, Doug, because that's exactly what the liberals are doing. They're using our tactics against us. Not tactics necessarily, but notice how all of a sudden there's strict constitutionalists.
Yeah, right. Well, I got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah, they're kind of like, they took our image.
Right.
They immediately flipped the switch to, they're the patriotic constitutionalists, and they stand for the Constitution.
They're the staunch patriots. They're the, you know, they're
they love America.
And we are the evil ones.
Well, and to that point, I mean, we see these new directions pushing against domestic extremism and domestic terrorism and claiming that Trump incited a riot. So I just want to remind everybody that during the riots in the summer, it was Kamala Harris who said, you know, they're not going to stop, and I don't think they should. Now, Trump never said anything encouraging continuation or the even initiation of aggression.
Right.
But your vice president today encouraged it and supported it and is an insurrectionist by her own definition.
Right.
And that is not a fact. It's all over the media. So, call it like
thanks for drawing it to people's attention.
Yeah.
We needed that.
That's not just Doug's opinion. That is a source you can find, her own video, her own words coming out of her own mouth. So, anyway.
Well, they did have the senator... you guys help me out. He did it in the hearing. He talked about, you know, how Republicans haven't called out the left for, like, what Maxine Waters did, what Kamala Harris did. Cory Booker did it as well.
Gosh. Well, unfortunately, too many of the establishment Republicans have buckled now and are just as far left as
some. Well, he was doing it saying that, you know, it was to say that this impeachment is ridiculous, and when he was fighting for it to be unconstitutional. But he was saying, you know, you're a bunch of hypocrites because you guys allowed this and encouraged this violence all this past year.
Well, yeah, just go back.
I believe so. And
no, it was another one. Go back on YouTube and pull up the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Oh.
And look at D.C. burning and the rioters in the street.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's on fire. And they were tearing the place apart. Total silence from mainstream media. But evidence is out there. If you have a mindset to want to know the truth, you can find it. If you'll just go look for it. But if all you're going to do is sit there and be spoon-fed by MSNBC and the liberal left media, then you're not going to know anything about it. I want to get back to the school board thing because we've got an issue going on there now. This is Wednesday that we're recording. They're going to have a vote tomorrow on Thursday on the new social studies standards. And, you know, this is where they're doing revisionist history. And they're wanting to, well, Rainer, you've got a list of some of the things there, haven't you?
Well, I've got one example of one of the standards, that the students are supposed to be able to explain how individual values and societal norms contribute to institutional discrimination and the marginalization of minority groups living under the American system of government. Well, how can they explain it when it doesn't happen like that?
Right. Well, let me read a statement from our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. As a member of the State Board of Education, I have been a part of meetings concerning new standards for our public school system in North Carolina. These standards are the foundation for education in our state, and as such are incredibly important. They exist for every grade and every core subject within the state. Such standards should be drafted without an underlying agenda and without political motivations. Unfortunately, the standards as they are currently written do not accomplish this goal. Instead, they have been crafted by those on the radical left with an explicit agenda of being divisive, promoting left-wing ideology, and indoctrinating our students within public schools. That was Mark Robinson. And then you have board member Olivia Oxendine, which is a Native American, Lumbee Indian, as Bob pointed out, who represents the Sand Hills region, and she agreed. I take away the feeling of America the oppressor, not America the land of opportunity. It is a tone I am receiving when I look at the standards in entirety. So that's a little bit of the proof of the political and critical motivations that are going on there. You know, folks, we can't let that stand. They've got a petition online. It's too late now by the time you hear this. Hopefully you got a chance to sign up to it to express your opinions before the vote was taken. But I just say it now as an illustration of why you need to pay attention to what's going on in your local politics. Don't let the big issues at the top of, out there in the national scene draw you away from paying attention to what's going on locally, because it starts locally.
Amen.
Your local school board, your local board of commissioners, because your local school board has to go to your board of commissioners for funding and to get budget approvals and things like that. So you need to know what's going on in both of those areas. And then you step up to your lieutenant governor is on the state board of education, and you need to see what he's doing.
Thank heavens he's in there swinging for the conservative cause.
And do all you can to help him out.
Hey, Rick, to your point, and thank you very much, and Brainerd, I'm going to recall some of the excerpts from Bill Federer's book, The Treacherous 16th Century and Why the Pilgrims Came to America. And just remember, in the Leninist Marxist ideology, one of the key things is a concept, if you will, is deconstruction. What they want to do is to destroy our history and our mm-hmm. past and our thoughts and everything. They want to undermine our Judeo-Christian values. They want to undermine our principles and virtues and the things that make us what we are. We're Americans, okay? And I've told many people, Doug's been in the Navy, he has served, and Bob has served, and Hal has served. Those of us who've served in the military, we have traveled all around the world. And I know when I was in Germany about 11 years ago, I had the chance to talk to some of the people who lived behind the Iron Curtain. And they were very, very adamant about, you know, in saying that what they had experienced is that Leninist Marxist ideology, it basically robs the human soul. It deprives you of your freedom of thought. It deprives you of the liberties that so much we take for granted here in the United States of America. And it, essentially what it does, it indoctrinates you into that, you know, that type of, you know, thinking such that you must be completely dependent upon the government. Conversely, in a republic or a democracy in which we live is, we want you to be independent. We believe in the right of minority dissent, as evidenced in our U.S. Constitution, that you have the right to disagree with your political leaders, and that right is protected by constitutional amendment. Conversely, go back to the 1930s and also the 1940s in you know, Nazism under Hitler. If you criticized the Führer, you were taken into custody by the brown shirts, you were beaten and tortured, and in some instances, you were executed for having a differing viewpoint. The beauty of America is you have freedom of thought, and you have that right to express it.
Absolutely. And now is the time to stand up and start expressing it, folks. That is the problem with the right, is we are too nice. We don't fight dirty. Matter of fact, in most cases, it seems like we don't fight at all. We just roll over and take whatever they give us. And we've got to stop doing that.
I want to talk a little bit about censorship and about big tech censorship. Do you want to do that now or after the next break?
We'll do that after the break, because okay. So it's coming up on time to do one. And we've got a couple of other issues we want to talk about. I think we're through with the state level on education, unless somebody else has got something to add.
I want to make one more remark. I've been going online and looking at the committees that are meeting and some of the motions that are made in those committees and who voted for them and who voted against them. And I'm encouraged to find that sometimes the Republicans and Democrats are agreeing on things, and it's a mixed bag. So I think that looks pretty good for so far.
Well,
in North Carolina.
In North Carolina, exactly.
I may agree with you, but it depends on what they're agreeing on. So.
Well, yeah, you do have to get more specific, but I don't think we have time to delve into it that deep right now.
All right. And, folks, you can follow what's going on at ncleg.gov. That's North Carolina legislation site. It's ncleg.gov. All the bills that are being introduced and all the meetings and committees and when they hold the votes and how the votes went and what gets passed and what doesn't get passed so that the great governor can overrule it and veto it and keep it from coming into effect is all up there on the ncleg.gov site.
Our legislative action chairman, which is Rayner, is planning a number of visits to the North Carolina legislature to make our impact felt there on the issues that we're concerned about. And we would welcome anybody that wants to go with us to let us know.
Right. And you can do that at cctaxpayers.com. We have a feedback button there where you can let us know you want to participate. Plus, that's where we will be announcing things. Just put up a new page. Any of y'all notice that?
I'm good.
Yeah. It's a recommended alternative news sources.
All right.
Okay. And we'll be putting up some more new stuff. So if you're a member or you're considering becoming a member or want to get involved in political activism and you're a constitutional conservative, we could use some help with keeping the website up to date, maintaining it with fresh articles and information. And now that I've mentioned that, the new page I put up, I've got to go back and modify. I've got to take Newsmax off of it. I'd put Newsmax as a conservative news, alternative conservative news source, but that was prior to Newsmax doing what they did this past week, and that's going against the
Mike Lindell.
Yeah, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. But basically what they're saying is anybody that's saying the elections were fraudulent and stolen, they can't prove that and they're not going to report on it. And in their opinion, it is what it is. And so they cut him off.
Their official stance is there's no proof of voter fraud.
Yeah. So they cut him off. I've cut them off. And Rainer.
Getting back to our state legislature and our legislative action committee, I've talked to both Norman Sanderson, Senator Norman Sanderson, and Representative Keith Kidwell this week about advice about going and being effective and so on. One of the things that Keith Kidwell said was that the things that he is pushing, and in many cases they're very closely aligned with the things we've listed that we want to see done, he posted on his Representative Keith Kidwell Facebook page. So go on Facebook, look for Representative Keith Kidwell. He'll give you the bill number there. Then you can go to the state legislative website, read the language, find out when it's going to committee, find out when it's going to the floor for a vote, and support it. So that gives us one real big, good chunk of advice about how to approach that, and I'm real pleased with it.
And when you read that legislation, you have to be awfully careful, because sometimes you wonder why this person voted for it, and you may find something in there that tells you why that particular person voted for it.
All right. Well, it's time to take another break, but before we do, I want to take just a moment to introduce our new sponsors. We've got the God and Country Christian Alliance is now sponsoring our show, and we're putting together an ad for them. You won't hear it today, but you'll hear it in the near future. And we also have 70 East Pawn as a new sponsor. So
I think the correct name is East 70 Pawn. It took me a while to learn that, too.
East 70 Pawn.
And think right. Guns when you think East 70. They keep over 300
They have a wide selection of firearms, and I have purchased some there. They, they're good people to deal with and real friendly.
They have ammunition. They have all kinds of things, radios, holsters, you name it. They got a big inventory.
Jewelry ladies.
Jewelry, yeah.
Right. Well, those are the two new sponsors that we have added, and now let's hear from our other sponsors.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we got the local stuff out of the way, and we're going to move on now, but I want to talk about the wisdom of our founding fathers in the founding documents that they generated for us, and just how they could see so far into the future, but they couldn't see some of the stuff that's happening today. However, the documents that they provided us are very useful in taking care of all the problems we have if we can just get good elected officials to go by them. The first thing, the First Amendment, protecting our freedom of speech and our freedom of religion. And that's the main thing that's under attack today. And then the second thing was, how do we protect the first one? And that is the Second Amendment that gives us the right to bear arms. And it shall not be infringed. So let's start off with the censorship part on our freedom of speech. And start with Doug here.
Great, thanks. As I thought about this, I uncovered a very interesting piece of information that I think everybody should know. I'm going to begin with a little background. I've been one of the pioneers in the field of forensics, and for many decades I have taught law enforcement and others how to do this. And one of the things that we've taught about is in search and seizure and the requirements for a warrant. And stay with me for a minute, because this makes a parallel to the censorship that's going on here. If I, as a private citizen, am investigating an issue, say on behalf of a company, and I come across evidence, and I can investigate a little further, and that evidence becomes admissible, I don't have to have a warrant as a private individual if I'm investigating on behalf of an owner or a victim of a website or what have you. If I am in law enforcement, though, the government requires that law enforcement, that any agent of the government, go to the court, present probable cause, and a warrant shall issue from a judge in order to search for evidence of a crime. And the evidence is not admissible in court. In fact, they tell us it's a fruit of the poison tree if you didn't get your warrant properly. So I think we're all familiar with that principle. But I think the important thing here that is a principle I've taught for many decades is, as a private citizen, if I'm investigating something and a law enforcement officer or an other agent of the government asks me to look for something, I am then bound by the same rules the government is. I have to get a warrant before I proceed, because I'm then acting as an agent of the government. Now here's where this comes in, where this comes into the current day topic. We've seen a lot of censorship by Google and by YouTube and by Twitter and many others, you know, deplatforming people, blocking accounts, etc., claiming that we're violating their terms and conditions of use. And if they are acting as a private company, they're exactly right. They have the right to set their own terms and conditions and follow those. However, in this election period, on April 30th of 2020, Adam Schiff, in the U.S. Congress, Representative Adam Schiff wrote a letter to the CEOs of Google and YouTube and Twitter. And if you have any question about this, go to schiff.house.gov. The press release is on Adam Schiff's website. In this letter, Adam Schiff asked all of them to censor any comments about COVID-19 that disagreed with the World Health Organization's position on COVID-19. Now, I'm going to go right back to what I just talked about before. Google, YouTube, and Twitter were acting as an agent of the government in conducting censorship. Now, again, we have a fairly narrow scope here about COVID-19, but they were censoring as an agent of the government, and therefore they were violating the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. And it is my opinion that everybody that hears this and everybody in the Justice Department and law enforcement everywhere should be screaming to take these companies to account for violating the Constitution of the United States. We've heard liberal whining for months now. Oh, it's a private company. They can't violate the Constitution.
I want to go a step further. I want Adam Schiff held to account also.
I do. Absolutely do.
Melissa.
With the censorship, I wanted to kind of touch base what you said earlier, Pete, about the Nazi in Germany and with the brown shirts. I have read a lot about that history with how neighbor turned on neighbor.
Yes,
and out of fear, you know, not because they just hated their neighbor, it was out of fear that they themselves would get into trouble if it was found out that they knew this information. But it was very common to report your own family members and your neighbors, and that's how a lot of people were turned in. We have a new thing on Twitter called Twitter Birdwatch. And this is, it's a volunteer program that Twitter has set up that you apply to be a bird watcher to stop, quote, the spread of disinformation. And
so who decides what's disinformation?
Well, this is the funny thing. You apply for it, and Mark Dice, who is a conservative YouTuber, he applied for it and was turned down. So apparently you have to have the right views, but you can actually censor
and flag
and let Twitter know that this different opinion is out there, which is basically turning in, you know, your neighbor. You know, this is reality. This is what this is a program we are living in right now. You know, the FBI has come out and said, if you think that your neighbor or your coworker was at the Capitol, you need to let them know.
We're rapidly regressing to 1930s and 40s Germany.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, it goes further than that. There was a report out just today. Young boy took the advice of the FBI and turned his dad in.
His own dad. Aww.
His dad's been arrested and will probably end up in prison. I took it because he's no longer staying at home, and he's got a GoFundMe page. He's getting money. I think he may be just going into college, you know, because he's living in another town and his girlfriend's somehow affiliated. Anyway, make a long story short, he said, you know, it was hard. He had to wrestle with it, but he felt like he had to do what was right.
Oh.
And because his dad went to Washington, D.C., and his dad said he was going to do something big, he turned him in. So the FBI has taken his dad into custody.
He probably hasn't read Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother, has he?
Right. And glad you brought that up, because it wasn't just Nazi Germany. It's biblical in the end times. Brother against brother, father, son, mother, you know. Neighbor against neighbor, and we're seeing it. We're living it right now. That's what this cancel culture that I mentioned is all about. It's anything. If you're not with the party line being those liberals that are trying to rule and control everything, if you're not with that, somebody needs to turn you in. and it's going to get worse.
Rick, you started this segment with talking about how our founding documents have stood the test of time, how wise our founders were when they wrote them. And I think it comes from a couple of causes. Two of them are they knew human nature. And the second one was they knew the history of the rise and fall of many other types of government. And they were able to take that and biblical principles and marry the whole thing into documents that work brilliantly if we just adhere to them.
Right. You triggered me on something there. I just gave Doug and Pete a copy of the 5,000-year leap. It's based on the 28 principles of liberty, and the second principle goes along with what you're saying there. A free people cannot survive under a Republican constitution unless they remain virtuous and morally strong. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
I'm going to mention that lots of us in CCTA have studied the 5,000-year leap in a study course that we have. And Mary has volunteered to teach that again. We like to have a refresher, and we'd like for anyone who has never studied that book to attend that class. And Mary's going to make an announcement.
More information to follow.
More information to follow, but I want to give everybody a heads up that that's coming.
Rick, can I share a really quick story? This was shared by a friend on Facebook.
Sure.
This past week, I traveled to Mexico for a planned trip with my daughter. When I tried to check in for my American Airlines flight, I was held at the gate, told I was being screened by TSA and would not be able to make my flight because of it. I was put on a later flight after going through a very intensive TSA screening. I thought it was just random bad luck. I finally arrived, had a lovely week with my daughter, and attempted to fly home. I was once again held at the check-in counter at United Airlines for extra screening, but did make my scheduled flight. I arrived in Newark, New Jersey last night and proceeded to passport control, as I have done numerous times in the past with absolutely no issues, and was stopped at immigration and told I needed to follow them into the back room and be interrogated, interviewed. At this point, I am beyond upset. I'm a tax-paying, law-abiding American with absolutely no record, and asked curtly what is going on. They also took my adult daughter in for questioning. The officer informed me that due to facial recognition, I have been flagged as a participant in the D.C. domestic terrorist attack on the Capitol, and they needed to question me. I was shocked. I told them I did travel to D.C. on January 6th to attend the rally and to listen to the president, but I was absolutely nowhere near where the incident occurred, and how is it impossible for me to be associated at all with the few radicals that went into the Capitol when the majority of the people were at the rally and they were peaceful and respectful? Are we as Americans no longer allowed the right to assemble? Thankfully, the officer was very nice, and after my initial shock, I was able to answer his questions calmly, and we were let go. Only on my way home did I realize the reality of what had just happened. I had been flagged by my government as a potential domestic terrorist simply because I attended a rally in support of the president. And if the officer hadn't been a nice man, they literally could have held me indefinitely, and there would have been absolutely nothing I could have done. I'm putting this out there because I'm wondering if this has happened to anyone else.
It is. Oh, it's happening all over the country. It's happening right here in North Carolina, and our state attorney general is promoting it, and they're going after anybody they can find that was there.
They also did the, in Tampa Bay, where the Super Bowl is taking place, they just had a big roundup of people who they had placed there at the Capitol. And I guess it's the way the story was written or told is that it's to protect the citizens who are in the Super Bowl from these domestic terrorists who went to the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rick. And Melissa, to your point originally, this is what I called, you talked about how those of us who have a conservative Christian values, how we're excluded from. I like to call this the exclusionary doctrine. And what that essentially means is, if you don't agree completely with the left and their ideals, their thoughts and beliefs and everything like that, they will exclude you. Right. They will suppress your right to expression, okay? And therein is the problem. As I call it also forced consensus or forced agreement. you must agree with me because I'm right and you are morally wrong. Well, that argument doesn't hold to the test of rationality. And one of the principles of liberty, which you alluded to, the God-given right to government is vested in the sovereign authority of the whole people. Government was made to protect the rights of people, right, not to be the sovereign over the people. Because natural law comes from God. It's given to the people. Then it's given to the government by the people, for the people, and of the people.
I don't mean to disagree with you, girl. I agree with what you said, but it goes a little further than that. It's not just suppression. It's cancellation.
Of course.
People are losing their jobs,
yes,
their reputations. Mm-hmm. They're losing their all kinds of livelihood, being removed off the internet where they were making money, mm-hmm, being shut down in every way they can, ostracized by their friends and their neighbors based on just... In a lot of cases, just lies.
Made up. Turn neighbor against neighbor.
But I want to make a point there. So as I look at what's happening here and all the many hundreds of thousands of people on the internet who are being attacked by these liberals, it comes to mind that, you know, each person who's speaking out in a conservative manner is being attacked by dozens of other people. Folks, wake up. Those dozens of other people didn't just happen upon this since November 3rd. They have been planning this for years, many, many, many years. Yeah. And we as conservatives need to organize to fight back, because if we don't organize, we're going to continue to be oppressed by them until they beat us into submission.
Absolutely. Hal and I are buying my pillows this week.
And it's not always dozens.
For Christmas for everyone.
It doesn't take but one. One can do it. We got to take another break to hear from our sponsors. And we're going real quickly when we come back. I want to hit on H.R. 1. We won't have much time to spend on it, but it's a very important piece of legislation we need to tell you about. So here we are. Word from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, as I mentioned before the break, I want to talk about H.R. 1. This is House Resolution 1. Authorities, what it is, it's an addition...
It's a federal invasion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's putting it
of
mildly.
Of our elections.
Anyway, it's called For the People Act, I believe, is the official title of it, and it's to change our election laws. And I'll run down a list real quick. Among other things, H.R. 1 authorizes a three-judge panel as the U.S. District Court in District of Columbia to redraw the congressional districts, provides candidates with a 6-to-1 taxpayer-funded subsidy for small-dollar campaign contributions, sabotages state voter ID laws by not requiring individuals to show identification, mandates same-day registration that immediately requires states to register a person to vote upon request, automatically registers ineligible voters. States will be required to automatically add to voter registration rolls every person, regardless of voter eligibility, who partakes in certain government programs. Unconstitutionally requires states to automatically allow felons to register to vote upon release, even if they were convicted of voter fraud. Requires ballots be counted outside the voter's precinct, removing the integrity of the local government to verify voter rolls and oversee elections. Authorizes federal employees at executive agencies to work as poll workers and ensures they get paid. List a policy rider that banned the IRS from codifying into law the practice of targeting Americans for their beliefs. Forces political organizations to reveal their donors. Requires ballots be counted outside of the voter's precinct. Broadens the definition of a lobbyist to control political speech of average Americans. Allows Congress to create a commission to determine the code of conduct for judges of the Supreme Court. H.R. 1 also finds that Washington, D.C. should be the 51st state. And alters Federal Election Commission into a partisan organization.
It should be called the cesspool bill.
By just having five members and the majority is going to rule.
Some of that is unconstitutional.
It is all unconstitutional, pretty much. First of all, the elections are state rights, governed by the states. It's not a federal thing. Now, yes, federal elections, they should have some guidelines, but they can't make the election laws for the states.
The legislatures do.
And I know he went through that really quickly, but you need to get more info on that. Go to
rightwinggranny.com.
There you go. And she has it posted up there, all of the talking points on that. So make sure you study that and get involved with
the
that.
The name of the article is Titles Can Be Very Misleading.
That's right. Rightwinggranny.com. That's Mary's conservative blog. And we thank you for tuning in and joining us today. Hope you'll come back next week for a CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.